Oui, aujourd'hui, une façon certainement de vivre mieux, d'envoyer moins de CO2 dans l'atmosphère ou de méthane, c'est de manger moins de viande. Parce que la viande est malheureusement responsable d'une grande déforestation et la viande aujourd'hui coûte énormément d'énergie. Voilà. D'ailleurs, l'élevage est un des plus gros émetteurs de gaz à effet de serre avant le transport. Donc il faut le savoir parce que le méthane est un gaz qui est 20 fois plus puissant comme effet de serre que le CO2. Voilà, donc manger moins de viande, c'est mieux pour la nature et pour l'environnement.
Hello, eco-conscious viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Today we present part 3 of a 3-part series featuring the acclaimed 2009 documentary, Home, directed by world-famous French photographer Yann-Arthus Bertrand. He is particularly renowned for his aerial photography. Entranced by the beauty of nature, Mr. Arthus Bertrand has taken scores of photographs of majestic landscapes from helicopters and hot air balloons. Yann-Arthus Bertrand established the Good Planet Foundation in 2005. The foundation focuses on raising public awareness of global warming and helps to implement various innovative programs to offset carbon emissions. Recognizing his commitment to the planet, the United Nations Environment Program presented him with the Champions of the Earth Award and appointed him as a Goodwill Ambassador in 2009. Home explores issues impacting our planet's viability, such as the environmental devastation caused by the livestock industry, serious water shortages, rapidly rising sea levels, dependency on fossil fuels, and the severe depletion of natural resources. With high-definition aerial views of our abode, the documentary clearly illustrates the extent to which our precious Earth has been enormously damaged by humanity's actions. The film's ultimate message is that we have only a few short years left to reverse the tremendous destruction. Home was filmed on location in 54 countries over a period of 18 months, generating 488 hours of footage in the process. Filming was done using helicopter-mounted high-definition Cineflex cameras that are able to record moving images smoothly. True to Home's eco-ideals, the producers mitigated the emissions released during the making of it through carbon offsets. It took approximately 3 years for the 93-minute documentary to be finally completed. On June 5, 2009, coinciding with World Environment Day, Home premiered in over 100 countries. The producers say it was the first movie ever to be released simultaneously through all media channels, including theaters, TV, DVD, and internet, and across 5 continents. Many cinemas offered free screenings, and it was shown on big screens at the Champ de Mars in Paris, France, as well as in London, England, and New York, USA. In France, 8 million viewers watched Home on France 2 television the day it debuted. As a gift to the world, the work is distributed free of charge and is available for viewing on the website YouTube. We now present part 3 of the landmark documentary, Home, with narration by award-winning U.S. actress Glenn Close.
More and more wildfires encroach on major cities. In turn, they exacerbate global warming. As the trees burn, they release carbon dioxide. The system that controls our climate has been severely disrupted. The elements on which it relies have been disrupted. The clock of climate change is ticking in these magnificent landscapes. here in Siberia and elsewhere across the globe, it is so cold that the ground is constantly frozen. It's known as permafrost. Under its surface lies a climactic time bomb. Methane, a greenhouse gas 20 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. If the permafrost melts, the methane released would cause the greenhouse effect to race out of control with consequences no one can predict. We would literally be in unknown territory. Humanity has no more than 10 years to reverse the trend and avoid crossing into this territory. Life on Earth as we have never known it. We have created phenomena we cannot control. Since our origins, water, air, and forms of life are intimately linked. But recently, we have broken those links. Let's face the facts. We must believe what we know. All that we have just seen is a reflection of human behavior. We have shaped the Earth in our image. We have very little time to change. How can this century carry the burden of 9 billion human beings if we refuse to be called to account for everything we alone have done?
Claus.
The cost of our actions is high. Others pay the price without having been actively involved. I have seen refugee camps as big as cities, sprawling in the desert. How many men, women, and children will be left by the wayside tomorrow? Must we always build walls to break the chain of human solidarity, separate peoples, and protect the happiness of some from the misery of others?
After these brief messages, we will continue with our presentation of the documentary, Home. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring Home, a film by Jan Arthus Bertrand. The conclusion of this excellent eco-documentary suggests constructive solutions to the urgent issues our planet is facing.
It's too late to be a pessimist. I know that a single human can knock down every wall. It's too late to be a pessimist. Worldwide, 4 children out of 5 attend school. Never has learning been given to so many human beings. Everyone, from richest to poorest, can make a contribution. Lesotho, one of the world's poorest countries, is proportionally the one that invests most in its people's education. Qatar, one of the world's richest states, has opened its doors to the best universities. Culture, education, research, and innovation are inexhaustible resources. In Bangladesh, a man thought the unthinkable and founded a bank that lends only to the poor. In 30 years, it has changed the lives of 150 million people. Antarctica is a continent with immense natural resources that no country can claim for itself, a natural reserve devoted to peace and science. A treaty signed by 49 states has made it a treasure shared by all humanity. It's too late to be a pessimist. Governments have acted to protect nearly 2% of the world's territorial waters. It's not much, but it's 2 times more than 10 years ago. The first natural parks were created just over a century ago. They cover over 13% of the continents. They create spaces where human activity is in step with the preservation of species, soils, and landscapes. This harmony between humans and nature can become the rule, no longer the exception. In the United States, New York has realized that nature does for us. These forests and lakes supply all the drinking water the city needs. In South Korea, the forests have been devastated by war. Thanks to a national reforestation program, they once more cover 65% of the country. More than 75% of paper is recycled. Costa Rica has made a choice between military spending and the conservation of its lands. The country no longer has an army. It prefers to devote its resources to education, ecotourism, and the protection of its primary forest. Gabon is one of the world's leading producers of wood. It enforces selective logging, not more than 1 tree every hectare. Its forests are one of the country's most important economic resources, but they have the time to regenerate. Programs exist that guarantee sustainable forest management. They must become mandatory. For consumers and producers, justice is an opportunity to be seized. When trade is fair, when both buyer and seller benefit, everybody can prosper and earn a decent living. How can there be justice and equity between people whose only tools are their hands and those who harvest their crops with a machine and state subsidies? Let's be responsible consumers. Think about what we buy. It's too late to be a pessimist. I've seen agriculture on a human scale. It can feed the whole planet. If meat production doesn't take the food out of people's mouths. I have seen houses producing their own energy. 5,000 people live in the world's first ever eco-friendly district in Freiburg, Germany. Other cities partner the project. Mumbai is the 1,000th to join them. The governments of New Zealand, Iceland, Austria, Sweden, and other nations have made the development of renewable energy sources a top priority. I know that 80% of the energy we consume comes from fossil energy sources. Every week, 2 new coal-fired generating plants are built in China alone. But I have also seen, in Denmark, a prototype of a coal-fired plant that releases its carbon into the soil rather than the air. A solution for the future? Nobody knows yet. I have seen in Iceland an electricity plant powered by the Earth's heat, geothermal power. I have seen a sea snake lying on the swell to absorb the energy of the waves and produce electricity. I have seen wind farms off the coast of Denmark that produce 20% of the country's electricity. The USA, China, India, Germany, and Spain are the biggest investors in renewable energy. They have already created over 2.5 million jobs. Where on earth doesn't the wind blow? I have seen desert expanses baking in the sun. Everything on earth is linked, and the earth is linked to the sun, its original energy source. Can humans not imitate plants and capture its energy? In 1 hour, the sun gives the earth the same amount of energy is that consumed by all humanity in 1 year. As long as the Earth exists, the sun's energy will be inexhaustible. All we have to do is stop drilling the Earth and start looking to the sky. All we have to do is learn to cultivate the sun. All these experiments are only examples, but they testify to a new awareness. They lay down markers for a new human adventure based on moderation, intelligence, and sharing. It's time to come together. What's important is not what's gone, but what remains. We still have half the world's forests, thousands of rivers, lakes, and glaciers, and thousands of thriving species. We know that the solutions are there today. We all have the power to change. So what are we waiting for?
We sincerely thank Jan Artus Bertrand for producing this significant film that serves as a wake-up call to aid our planet. Following an organic vegan diet is the simplest and quickest way to stop global warming and is something that everyone can do very easily. Organic farming benefits public health and the environment immensely. Let us all now take immediate action to save our fragile abode. Eco-conscious viewers, thank you for joining us for today's Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May heaven bless us all abundantly and protect our planetary home forever.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.